K, I believe N4 is that LK. Good afternoon. Well, just about to finish up work here. I'm over here in the Piedmont area. My name is Shane. You doing all right today?
This is Gavin. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm actually over in TR right now, about to get in on a shift for the night shift.
Get your acquaintance. I'm sorry to work the night shift. I've done that a few times. Just for a couple of years driving to Atlanta, and I've been back on the season since, right? I kind of prefer it. Sometimes I like the break, you know, away from everybody in the traffic, but I sleep better if I'm working in the daytime.
Yeah, no, I actually love the night shift. I've been a night shifter since about 2011, and I honestly could not imagine it any other way.
I've known a lot of people that actually prefer it. I don't know that I prefer it. I got used to it in my, you know, my own way. And I drive for UPS, so it's, you know, you get a break from when I'm working the night shift. I didn't have to handle any packages, just hooked up trailers and pulled them. And like I said, traffic was a lot less, and it was cooler at nighttime. Got to see stars and things like that, but I don't think I slept quite as well. So, and in the long run, it's better for me to do this.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty simple, straightforward way of getting the job done. Of course, you know, as someone who gets stuff shipped to my house all the time, I appreciate you beyond words and your willingness to do that kind of work. I do a lot of driving myself, but I couldn't imagine driving one of those big rigs.
As you get used to it, and they're so modern now that all of them that we have now are automatic. You just put it in gear and go. I know there's a little more to it than that, but it's not like it used to be where you'd have to fight the equipment all night long or all day long trying to turn non-power steering and, you know, big pieces of equipment. They sure drive a lot better now, so that's for sure.
Impressive, because you still got to deal with all the winds and the trailers shifting around behind you when you're trying to keep it between the lines. I've driven fire engines, and I couldn't imagine doing bigger than that.
Now, driving fire engines?
I'm a paramedic now, but I did firefighting for about 8.5, almost 9 years.
Well, thank you. Also, we appreciate you guys and the paramedic. One of our guys, he's kind of a young guy, mid-30s, early 30s, I'm not sure. He ended up leaving here and going to the Parker Fire Department. So he's over there in West Parker.
Some Parker guys. I was a firefighter for Bowling Springs Fire District over in Greenville. Not the Bowling Springs Fire Department in Spartanburg, but the fire district down in Greenville.
Familiar with that. So where do you work out of? Are you up in the Travis Rest area?
My station out here is up in TR.
Saturday we saw a motorcycle accident there between Marietta and Travelers Rest. I know you probably know about it. I know you can't give names or details or anything, but he seemed like he was laying there for a while. There was three fire trucks lined up, cones out there, and he was still laying on the ground. They were waiting on the paramedics to arrive, I guess.
This past weekend, I know there was one that I saw over near Tigerville in 25 when I was out and about this past weekend. But, no, Greenville County's, they've been running on some pretty low numbers when it comes to their trucks. I think last week or the week before, I heard they were, one night we're down 6 different trucks. So it's getting kind of choppy out here for the EMS side of things.
Encouraging. I hate to hear that. They should have all the trucks they need. They should have an overflow of them. Because when we need you guys, we need you.
Fortunately, it's the same issue as everywhere else in the country. There's just not enough medics and not enough EMTs for the roads anymore. A lot of us are getting out of the field due to low pay and high stress and low appreciation from the companies we work for. As much as I would love to say that there should be the exact opposite, there should be a ton of us. The reality is there are better career fields where we make better money and are less at risk for stuff to go wrong.
It's that way. Is a lot of these programs or facilities, are they privatized?
You've got a couple different programs that teach paramedicine and EMT. I know Greenville Tech just shut their program down, but I've heard that Greenville County is starting to push their own program. I know Prisma is starting to push their own program. You still have a few colleges that still teach it, but the problem is just the money's not there for what you pay for those college courses. I mean, you're talking maybe, depending on where you're at, $25 an hour, and that's for people that have been in the field for probably a year or two, like walking out of the school into the field, as low as like 18, 19, depending on where you go, an hour.
Enough anymore, not in this kind of economy climate. Well, I think it was Gavin, I think that's right. It was nice to meet you tonight. I'm pulled back on the yard, so I'm going to put the microphone down, but thank you for what you do, and I hope to hear you on the radio. I believe it was KQ4 KFK, correct me if I'm wrong, and hope to talk to you again, N4ZLK.
Gavin, KQ4 KFK, it was a pleasure talking to you too. Keep you safe out there, and I appreciate what you do too, man. KQ4 KFK, clear.
Again, nice to meet you, N4ZLK.